Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM, Bumblebee Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land where we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the daily country of ours. Welcome back to National Talk Black. Have your say, you mob, yarn up strong. We're going to jump straight in it. We've got the Which Way Yarning segment, and that's with Edmonton Police, and we've got Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke come to join us, and also we have Constable McKenzie who come to join us, and a very good morning to you both. How are you guys?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Yeah, very good. Let me get that. You there?
Got you?
Come
again?
Yep. And McKenzie, got you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. We'll start with you, McKenzie. Where do you stem from? How long have you been in the force?
Only 2 months. I'm from
Rockhampton.
Yeah, Rockhampton.
Still got your huggies on, Kimby's on.
Yeah, my little the training wheels are still on the car.
Training wheels still on. So, so 2 months into the job. So, has it always been a passion to be in a police force?
Yeah, I started when I was very young, just a kid's dream, really. And then once law started in school, in high school, that's when it really took from there. So, it's been a few side stems, and it's taken a bit to get here, but.
So, like you said, you come from Rockhampton, so you did your schooling there.
Yeah.
And then what did you do between after school to this point now?
Spent some time in retail and then the Australian Army Reserve, and then worked a bit as a disability support worker.
Yeah. There you go. Now you got the blue uniform on.
Yeah.
All right. And your senior here, Senior Constable Nicole O'Rourke. How are you, my sister?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. First of all, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from, sister.
So my grandparents were Yindinji Nation from Yarrabah. Nana and Grandad, they were born over there in Yarrabah, and they went to school over there.
Yes.
Worked over there in the missions. And they had their first three children over in Yarrabah, and then after they got married, they had to get an exemption to leave from over there. So this is way back.
Yep. That's right, but that was the ruling back then, wasn't it?
Yep, that's right. And so we still go over there from time to time, but Nana, she's very old. She's 97.
Oh, good innie. Beautiful, darling. She's still with us, of course. Yes.
We lost Grandad almost 26 years ago, so... he's not with us, he's always around.
He's in spirit. Yep. That's right.
And Nana's still alive, and so which we cherish her every day.
Yes, beautiful.
To have her, which is good.
And look, speaking of Yarrabah, very good morning, Yarrabah. Hope you're all well over there. And look, prayers and thoughts are going out to your mob there with our three brothers lost there at sea. And I think you wanted to make mention of that too, didn't you, Nicole?
Yeah, the search for the three missing men is still underway.
Yeah.
And we just, it's just a shout out, if anyone was on the 26th of January, in Mission Bay, between Mission Bay and Bat Reef is the search areas for these three men.
Okay.
If you saw any vessel, any persons in distress, can you please contact Police Link on 131444.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's all our boaties out there. Keep your eyes and ears open for our brothers. And like I said, thoughts, prayers going to mob there, Yarrabah, thinking of you dearly. And our yarn today, Nicole, with the Which Way Yarning, which is proudly sponsored by Pekoni IGA. They give us a box of fruit here once a week for our young Indigenous workers. Healthy living, healthy lifestyle, the message we deliver.
Yep.
So a big shout out to Pekoni and Edmonton Police. And our topic today, road safety.
Yes. So we just wanted to have a little chat because school's back in full swing now.
Yes.
So that means that the school zones, the speed limits in school zones take effect in the morning and in the afternoon period. So these are the warnings. You see it on social media, we're on the radio, it's in the paper. So these are the warnings. So if you were to get caught, that's not the warning. That's the time when you're going to get your ticket.
And yep. But we're talking about precious cargo here. We're talking about beautiful children
yes.
who are at school and they're hypo, they're fired up, you know what I mean? Mm. And they're not really thinking about how they're crossing the road or what have you.
No.
So it's up to us as drivers
that's
to
right.
be aware.
Yeah.
The
so
unexpected.
Kids, and you watch them, their mind is not on the road.
No.
It's like they're whatever's in their hand at the time or yep. with their mucking around with their little friends or their mates. And so it's up to us as adults and drivers we have to take on that responsibility for them and keep their
40,
eyes.
40 Ks, aren't we?
Yeah,
around
that's right.
kids school room. Look, this, and there it is. And we are well aware of it, you know, and yep. there's plenty of signage out there.
Mm.
And especially if you've got kids yourself, well, you should know, even if yep. you haven't got kids, there's the rules.
Oh, it's
bide by them.
And speed limits have been in place as long as I can remember.
Yes.
So you grow up with the speed limits, you go to school with the speed limits. As a driver, you know. So there's no way you can't know that there's
sure.
speed limit. Like if you don't know the road, but those signs are flashing when it's in force.
And a police officer pulling you over, that's because you went over the speed limit.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
And look, take the slap on the wrist, take the fine, rather than hitting a child,
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, so see it.
It just makes you think about it, you know?
Yep. And it's, you know, it's a mistake. We all make mistakes. Some of them are more expensive than others.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, these mistakes are quite very...
But we are at 60 zone around like the whole city in regard to towns and what have you.
Yep.
As we drive around, but when you come to school zone... Drop down there again,
yep.
another 20. That's 40.
Well, Cairns. around Cairns is 40. Then it again drops down to 20. So you've got to keep your eyes, like, that's all a part of
yeah,
being
sure.
aware.
Okay.
So,
yep,
look at the signage and be aware.
Mm. Have your concentration there.
Yes. Yep. So not only is it around school zones that we need to be mindful, one point that we were talking about, Mackenzie said, is about push bikes and motorbikes.
Okay.
Was a thing that...
Just elaborate on that, Mackenzie, please.
Yeah. So helmets, like I'm sure a lot of kids got new bikes and
yes.
everything else for
Christmas.
School.
Yes,
like,
school, yes.
Your helmet's incredibly important. Like it, if you do get into an accident, it could well save your life.
Yeah, but yeah, it is a law to wear a
yeah,
helmet.
And it is a rule. Yeah, it is a law to wear a helmet. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's just elaborate on that. And if you haven't got a helmet, you can get spoken to by police. You can get booked. Is that
you
right?
You can get spoken to police, yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
oh, right.
if you don't have a helmet for whatever reason, just push your bike. Just walk it.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Just walk.
All right. But eventually, when the purchasing a bike, the helmet should be going with the purchase as well.
Yeah.
Hand
that's
it,
right.
Yeah, foot and glove.
And
wear
we
a
always,
pair of shoes, buy socks as well.
Yeah. Well, we always see people riding along with that helmet dangling on the handlebars. That's not that's going to protect the bike, not your head.
Yeah,
so,
true.
It's just a like, do you want skin missing off your face? Best
well,
case scenario.
Years,
you know?
Back in the day when we didn't have to wear a helmet, there was a lot of fatality.
Yeah.
People on bikes.
And I remember when this law came in, I was young and mum and dad had to go out and get us bike helmets. And my parents said, no, you wear it, otherwise you're going to be winding up dead like these other people.
Yep.
Because this is when I was growing up in Brizzy, because of all these people who had died.
Of course, that's right, exactly.
Directly, they found it directly
and
related to...
fatality numbers have dropped because
yep.
of that.
Yep.
So it shows it works.
Yeah.
And it is there for our safety.
And it's hot. Get the sun off your head as well. It's almost acts like a...
Especially bully head.
Yeah.
Let's not go there. All right, so very important, road safety, helmets and motorbikes as well. Of course, well,
that's a no-brainer, that one.
Well, it's been around for years.
Yeah. Oh, and if you're on a motorbike, you might want to invest in some safety gear, like long sleeve.
Well, I see people riding motorbikes with singlet and
singlet
shorts.
Singlet and shorts.
Going to the gym.
Oh, goodness.
Like, you got a big muscly shoulder there, brother, but Bishman don't think so when
no,
you're hitting it.
Yeah, Bishman's going to eat it all up as you go rolling along the road.
Shut up, don't picture that. But yeah, so helmets. Bikes and the motorcycles.
And motorcycles and the safety gear. And we got to buckle up.
Buckle up.
So buckle ourselves in and our kids need to be appropriately restrained. So
and the driver's responsibilities.
That's right.
Yep.
For kids under the age of 16.
Okay.
It's going to be the driver's responsibility.
And what if you've got a grown adult sitting next to you who ain't got a seatbelt on
well,
and their passenger?
That's the adult. That's the adults.
They get fined, not you, the driver?
Not the driver, it's the adult.
Okay, there it is.
Yeah. And so... It goes by common sense. So if a child's looks pretty small, then they still need to be restrained properly in like a booster seat or a child restraint seat.
Yep.
And I was reading the other day because my littlies are coming up to there just in that in between sort of period.
Yep.
And but the on the Queensland government, it says on the Queensland government website, it says 145 centimetres and over is when they can sit in a seat on their own.
Height-wise.
Because there's no survivable seat for them if they were to be in an accident, because that seat belt comes, it sort of cuts across their face.
Yeah, gotcha, yeah.
They're too short.
They've got to be in a booster.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So pop them in a booster before that, and then they're right to go after 145 centimetres.
Well, the booster helps them work in with the seat belt, doesn't it? Is what you're alluding to.
Yeah. So, but if you're not comfortable letting them sit in the seat on their own, don't do it.
Yeah, you exactly. know? Yep.
So someone was telling me their kids are 13 and 14, but they're so tiny, they still have to sit in booster seats.
Is there ages for children sitting in the front as passengers?
I haven't read about ages. It goes on, it's on common sense.
Okay, fair enough. Yep. All right, so very important conversation there. School's back in. Let's talk road safety, but that should be 24/7. So we're just bringing it to your attention once again. Thanks to Edmonton Police and the Which Way Yarning program. Thank you very much for coming in, guys.
Thank you for having us again.
Yeah, nice to meet you too.
2 months on the job.
Yeah, many more to go.
And you're 15 years, haven't you, Nicole?
Yes, that's right.
So what's that? There's 14 years and what's that, 10 months?
Yeah.
So all right, brother.
Bit of catching up. A
bit of catching up. Mackenzie, all the best to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much.
Thanks, Nicole.
Thank you so much.
Take care, sis. All right. A beautiful yarn there with the guys in blue, guys and girls in blue, Edmonton Police. And that segment there, Which Way Yarning, here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Which Way Yarning, proudly sponsored by Bocconi, IGA, Brinsmead and Edmonton. And they give us a box of fruit here once a week here at Bummer Bipper, BBM, Healthy Living, Healthy Lifestyle, message we deliver. Stay tuned, your daily program here, National Talk Black. Give the Murray a call. Let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416. Me and my life.
Shapes of our great ancestors as the daylight leaves the sky.
What's up?
G'day, this is Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on our national talk flag, your big yarning shirt, BBM 98.7. I
remember the day. A very good morning, you daily mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbo Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Have your say, Yarn Upstrong, 1-800-422-416. All right, we're going to catch up over yarn now. Talk to Damien Singh, First Nation Man Assistant Coordinator with the mob up there in Northern Territory, Aboriginal Carbon Foundation. Top and Aboriginal rangers qualify in carbon farming and co-benefits verification. On the line, we've got Brother Damien. Very good morning, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good, my brother. How are you?
Yeah, good, Damien. Thank you for coming to the program. Brother, first of all, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Okay, so our mob are from Katherine, Northern Territory, so that's about 300 kilometres south of Darwin.
Mm.
And we've got our Waterman mob out on country that's west of Katherine, and there's 11 clans to our Waterman tribe.
Oh, fantastic, brother. Now, you were the head of the assistant coordinator in regard to the Carbon Foundation. So tell us about the vehicle mob are using regarding Aboriginal Carbon Foundation, brother.
Oh, sorry, could you explain that question again?
Yeah, I was just saying in regards to the hat that you're wearing and what your mob are doing at the top end regarding carbon, Aboriginal Carbon Foundation, how it all came about, what you guys are doing, the education, and turning it into a financial vehicle. Tell us how it's all operating, brother.
Okay, so my role was to talk to a lot of people about the carbon project initially to get it up and going. But before we did that, I had to talk to a lot of my family mob, traditional owners, and other people around the area about whether they wanted to go ahead with that project. We had to work out a lot of stuff about vegetation in the area, the size of the area, and how much money was going to be made out of the carbon project.
Yep.
So whether or not it was worth doing, you might as well say.
Mm-hmm.
So out of all the assessments that we've done on the country and the carbon project, so we worked out on our project that it's borderline, if you have a good year to bad year, how much money you're going to make.
Yep.
So, and family's all happy with that. The main thing we wanted to get out of it was not the money. We wanted to get the training and the skills.
Yes.
That we needed to control the fire.
Yep.
So we've had a lot of meetings in between to camps talking with family about what they want and what they wanted out of it.
And if you look at it, the fire is a tool as well, looking after country and nurturing motherland, yes?
Yeah, that's a big one. You know, that fire is something that you need to clean the land.
Mm-hmm.
And we all know that you get the wrong fires at the wrong time, destroy that country. It's not good for it.
Exactly.
And just other things like, you know, making sure that all your animals and your habitats are looked after at the right time of the year so you get that bush tucker when you need it and those animals are there when you need them.
Yes.
Yeah, so.
And you're working with your education. Who's educating the rangers how to operate on country using Carbon Foundation?
Okay, so mainly this is the first bit of training that we've had was with the Aboriginal Carbon Foundation. So, like I said, they're the main ones that have taught us like the main ins and outs, but all the other training that we've had prior to that has all been about just your safety aspects of it.
And yes.
And they talk about, you know, how fire, how it works, what you do, where it goes, and how we can actually control it with the equipment that we've got.
Yes. Fantastic, brother. And rangers, are we talking male and females?
Yeah, male and females. So we've had to, the last couple of years, we've had to divide our range groups so they're 50-50, male and female.
Good, good.
Yep, so, and like I said, and then we all work with the traditional owners when we go out for country, so.
So it created job opportunities too, hasn't it? And also, how you say, self-belief and aspirations for mob to be working on country and getting paid to work on country, so to speak, bro.
Yeah, it's created a lot of job opportunities at the moment. But like I said, we're only just starting off at the moment.
Exactly.
And it's up to us to make sure that all our training and the knowledge that we know, that we put that into practice as best we can to make that project work, because it'll be up to us in the end and the family that, and other community groups that work around us to actually make that work.
Yes.
And another thing it does too, it brings out your leaders.
Yeah, true.
In your community, so the strong ones will stand up and they'll talk for their mob, and they're the ones that want to look after their family too, especially when they're out doing that burning out
exactly.
of the country.
Exactly, brother, exactly, yeah. And look, nothing beats black on black when you get mobbed working together and working on country. Look, that's the best ingredient you can have in regarding a business entity, but as well as nurturing, loving, respecting your own country, brother.
And that's right. And the other best thing about us, because we're only small scale, so we actually have to work with the other ranger groups
yes.
that are below us and above us.
Yes.
So it actually brings us all together.
It does.
Yeah, so it's a good thing with that, and you find out all your family relations to the other.
Yeah, connections, yeah, that you do, brother, yep.
Oh, mate, we've been to so many places where
you can't be taking out a woman out to the pictures or movies or dinner, brother, because might be related there, Cass.
Well, when we go to these training things and things that we did last year, we sit down and we go, yeah, you go to the bar, you have a drink, you start talking with all these other people. And
you join the dots, brother, find the connections.
Hey, I'll tell you, it's a small world, eh?
Too daily, my brother. Look, it's fantastic news, and thank you very much for sharing, Damien. All the best to you and your daily mob there, all the Rangers, and the work that they're doing. And please do keep in touch, and I think it's a fantastic opportunity for land, for country, for mob, employment, all the above, brother. And all the best to you, eh?
Yeah, bro. And look, just a quick thing. If anyone wants to get into that carbon project, definitely worthwhile.
Worthwhile. Thumbs up, eh, brother? You reckon? Highly recommend it.
Well, there's a lot of opportunities there.
Good.
And I said a lot of these places that we go to, there's a lot of young leaders coming up within these programs.
Yes, yes. Yes. That's powerful, brother. Too deadly, brother. Thank you for sharing, Damien. All the best. You take care, Cuss.
Thanks, brother. See you later.
Too, bro. A beautiful young man, Damien Singh, his name is, a First Nation man. He's an assistant coordinator with the top end Aboriginal Rangers, and had the mob up there all qualified in carbon farming and co-benefits and verification. So look, it's a business entity for working on country, looking after land and getting paid to do it and getting skills in that area, and becomes a career path. So look, fantastic. Have you say your mob, yarn up strong, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, ready to have a yarn with you, mob. Give me a call.
My people, Aboriginal. My people, Aboriginal people.
on your mob, it's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Delhi mob. Welcome back to your Delhi program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumrabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your Sabre calls on that Delhi number, 1-800-422-416. Now, calls for change following allegations. Indigenous woman was strip searched in front of other inmates at Canberra's jail. We're going to catch up a yarn now with Julie Tongs, OAM, and she's the CEO of Winunga Nimijida Aboriginal Health and Community Services, talking about this situation. On the line, Julie, very good morning, my sister. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you, Trev. Thanks for having me.
Thank you very much for coming to the program. Sister, before we start, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I'm a Wiradjuri woman from Witney, New South Wales.
Fantastic. My sister is confirming you are the CEO there of Winunga Nimijida Aboriginal Health and Community Services?
I am, and I've been here for 24 years in October.
24 years. Part of the ferns, you are saying. Too deadly, sister.
Yeah.
And look, just give you a bit of a wrap there. You're a recipient of a number of awards, including the ACT Government General's Centenary Medal and the ACT Indigenous Person of the Year back in 2011. Leading from the front, my sister.
Well, I was ACT Indigenous Person of the Year in 2018 as well.
As well. Oh, thank you. There you go. Yes.
And ACT Local Hero in 2012.
Well, you are deadly, and look, it seems why we're talking about this situation, and it's devastating. I will state the fact that it's all under investigation and it's only allegations at this point in time, but we had a sister who was a strip search, and she feels that, well, she states that it was in front of other inmates, and just to be what her words were here, whilst laying in bed, there were a total of 4 female officers, 2 male officers, 2 male nurses, and 5 male detainees within full view of while she being searched. This is, like I said, under investigation the allegations as such, but her writing. So if that is the case, very sad that this has happened.
Absolutely. You know, this should never happen, regardless of where it is. Mm. The men and women in prisons are the most vulnerable people in our population.
Yes.
And the power and control. Who gives these people the right to act and behave like this? You know, you've got to question the leadership. This should have been a health response, purely a health response.
Was there any reason why there are so many people in the strip search? Do you know?
I don't know. I hope that when the authorities get the CCTV footage, if there was any,
yes,
that, you know, that will tell the story.
And if the policy and procedures about 2-3 people in the room while a person's being strip searched, yes, you can understand. But if there's more than 3 people, then we're talking a show, we're talking an audience, aren't we?
We certainly are, you know, and especially with the lady's past trauma, you know.
Yes, she states, well, she was a rape victim. And so you can imagine the horror and the screams, the degrading feeling and the absolute fear and shame that she was experiencing.
Absolutely. I mean, she was told on the 6th of January that her grandmother had passed away.
Mm.
And they didn't tell her until the day before the funeral that she couldn't go.
Wow.
So then she had a meltdown on the 12th of January. And this is when, you know, they were concerned for her safety.
So let's get 12 people in here while we strip search her.
Yeah, and they put her in greater danger.
Yes.
He has got serious underlying health issues, as well as borderline personality disorder. Of course, you know, like any person, you know, even you and I, you know, if we can't go somewhere or do something and we're on the outside, it actually takes on us.
Do you know if there was a reason why they had so many people?
They haven't. I haven't been able to get any responses to this because, you know, the standard response is that it's under investigation.
Yes.
I've had a couple of meetings with the minister, and then the minister last week, the Minister for Corrections, actually said that he disagreed with me. He didn't believe that there was any racism in the prison, and I actually said that he's delusional if he thinks that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And like I said, if counting how many people, as the sister stated here, four female, I mentioned earlier, 4, 2, 6, 2, that's 8, and then 5 male detainees, 13 people on a strip search or in view of a strip search? I mean, like, isn't a strip search a private matter?
Well, they've stopped the what they called the squat and cough. That's illegal in that jail now.
Mm-hmm.
And when they're looking for contraband or anything like that.
Yep.
But, you know, to do what they did to her, thinking that she was at risk, what they've done is more damage.
Is that the reason they had so many people thinking that she was at risk?
Yeah.
Well, yeah. They could have called your organisation to come in and support or help if that's the case.
Absolutely, because we're already in that prison delivering services 7 days a week.
Yep.
So why didn't they ask us to respond? We have psychologists, psychiatrists and Aboriginal.
Well, just having a black face there from the organisation would have been fantastic, you know?
Absolutely. And if they'd have called us, the response would have been very, very different.
Exactly.
Those people would have been told to leave.
And there wouldn't be no investigation or allegations.
Absolutely. Yep.
And what's happening in the world today, and with our mob, especially in this country, you know, you think that every organisation, every detention centre would be operating, you know, on a fine tooth comb, dotting I's, crossing T's, because of the reasons.
Absolutely, but the thing is that, you know, people don't give a stuff.
Mm.
You know, Canberra say, oh, how progressive they are. They are progressive in some, areas. But they're selective.
Mm.
But the racism in this place is alive and well.
Yep, exactly.
And when you've got a minister saying that there's no racism in an institution like a prison,
yeah.
What's that?
Exactly, exactly.
You know? And I believe that, you know, I have no reason to not believe that these allegations will be proven.
And do you know when the investigation will be over? And are you at the table? Are you open for the hearing, or are you there for the information that comes to the forefront?
Well, we're always locked out of this. You know how this
exactly
works. You know,
if you black stay back.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is that I feel. This shouldn't have ever come to this. But she's a brave, brave woman.
Yes.
To actually be able to get that letter out and into my hands so that I could advocate.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a strong advocate for men and women in this system here in the ACT.
Yes.
And I just wish others would step up.
Well, then to ask the question, is this systemic racism in the jails?
Absolutely. It's right across the whole system and
yeah.
Even the...
Sports.
Yes.
Exactly.
The ACT Health Minister, who's also the ACT Minister for Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Affairs, she actually agreed with me about systemic racism.
Yeah.
But then you've got the Minister for Corrections saying there isn't any.
Mm, exactly.
What's that about? You know, like, I just, and I'm meeting with him tomorrow, so that'll be very interesting.
That conversation, won't it? Yes. But you won't take it back with Seb Dooley. He's standing up for our mob and our people. And, you know, we've got to stamp out racism across the board. That's all industries, sports included, jails especially.
Absolutely. Like I said, they are the most vulnerable group of people, and you know, and people that work there seem to have a license to say and do as they please.
Yes.
You know, and this isn't the first time that an incident like this, or not as serious as the allegations around the strip searching, but it also happens to our male detainees.
Exactly.
And you know, and this is, it's got to stop.
Got to stop. Exactly.
These are our children.
Yeah,
they're
exactly.
Our brothers. They're
well,
our
that's someone's daughter there. That's someone's sister. That's someone's mother there, if not grandmother.
Absolutely, you know. And the other thing is that 98% of our mob shouldn't even be in jail. They need to be in proper mental health or drug and alcohol rehab.
Exactly. Well, the answer is not build more jails. Grab that money. Was $150,000 for one person to be in jail on an annual cost? I mean, you put that money towards rehabilitation or prevention. There's the answer. Investing in the wrong areas.
Absolutely. So they're quite happy to build more jails and lock more people up because it's become a real industry for some, you know, like, you know, a money-making
machine. Exactly, yes.
So if you put that money into mental health and rehab,
exactly,
we'd have much better outcomes.
Exactly. Sick people need help, sister.
Absolutely, yeah.
Julie, nice talking with you. Look, we're going to be yarning again. I know we're waiting for the outcome of the investigation and the allegations. And, look, we will keep you at the table, my sister.
Thank you, Trev. Really appreciate it.
All the best. You take care, Dal.
Okay. Take care.
Bye-bye. A deadly yarn there. Julie Tongs, OAM, Chief Executive Officer of Wononga Nimijira Aboriginal Health and Community Services down there, Canberra. And look, advocate and a voice for a young sister, all under investigation and allegations in regard to the prisoner being strip searched, Indigenous woman strip searched in front of other inmates in Canberra's jail. So that's the investigation and the allegations, and wait for the outcome. But it's sad if that is the case, and we'll keep an eye on that and keep you all posted. Stay tuned, add to the conversation here on National Talk Black. That deadly number is 1-800-422-416. Yana with the Bully on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Give the Murray a call, let's have a yarn, 1-800-422-416.
This is for my sister. This is for my sister. This is for my elders. Ah, yeah. Ah, yeah. This is for my people. Not from a race and we are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with the big young man to learn from. For my sisters, the black heat men of strength and guidance, we depend on. This is for my elders, the hope for a time with the next generation dance line.
On wolf in sheep's clothing, never fooled I yet. Cautious with the white walk, we can't track my steps. No switch up or hiccups, I best adjust. Plan, I stay sharp like a razor. I never worry about a snake or a hater. Like myself or danger, reckon just keep the same energy that you put on make him now. Stand firm, no worry for which can you buy a bank account. We count our blessing whenever the sun is out. No worry for one of them hyenas are talking about. Big talk, but their breath smell like possibilities are not limit, but time lock tick. If they change your ways, while you broke, what we can when you're rich. Hold it down for your people, we can carry bags of tricks. Man, don't get caught up in the mix. They take shots, they still miss. Killer always been a killer because killer never switched.
This is for my people. In a separation, we are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with the big young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, the black heat men of strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, the hope for a time with the next generation dance line.
This is for my elders that fought back to back. We will see through the mission with the same plan of attack. Yeah, I'm Malcolm type of brother, raw militant jack. I'm all black and I'm proud. What's out there, James Brown? I go fight till I die. What's out there, Cookie Mob? Oh, a black star liner. Why full cargo, that red, black, green. Caveat dream. Royal like rust, but you must keep your mind clean. Like KRS, knowledge reigns supreme. We do it for the team. I dedicate this to our last. I'm a fighter, speak my mind. Shove that captain, cool shit up your ass. They tell the lies to fabricate the past. Help people still dying behind bars. Suicide on the rise, man. They focus on the money. You can't listen to me, black cry. Some turn to crime, government can't provide. So First Nations left from the side.
This is for my people, in a separation. We are long way from where we once was. This is for my warriors. We have to keep strong with the big young ones to learn from. This is for my sisters, the black heat men of strength and guidance we depend on. This is for my elders, the hope for a time with the next generation dance line.
Yeah, Too Deadly. Mob, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. That's the magic number that you need to call if you want to have your say. Yarn up strong. All is here on your Deadly First Nation radio station, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, National Talk Black, 1 hour program, and a voice for our people. So do you utilize it and add to the conversation? I want to give a big shout out to Samantha over at WA, always tuned in to First Nation radio station and this daily program, National Talk Black. Hope you're well, my sister. Hope you're well and living life to the fullest. And she's had heart problems, but a loyal listener to our daily program here on National Talk Black. So big shout out. Speaking of WA, big shout out to Noongar Radio, 100.9 FM, 2 Deadly Mob. And thank you for your emails and your communication and giving the thumbs up for Trendy Trev doing his program here on National Talk Black. So thank you very much. And also make mention of the listener we got from Germany, Bjorn Billinger. So he's a proud listener as well, all the way from Germany. And he got in touch with Noongar Radio to tell him about he's loving all our First Nation radios, our yarns, our music, and also mentioned Trendy Trev on National Talk Black. So big shout out to the brother there in Germany. We say Guten Tag, Guten Morgen. Thank you, my brother. Schnell, schnell, schnell. Quick, quick, quick. Turn on that radio and have a listen here on your daily program, National Talk Black, Noongar Radio, Perth, Too Deadly. And Murray going to sign off here with the daily program, National Talk Black, back in the hot seat again tomorrow, 1-800-422-416. And a voice for people, so do utilise it. I want to give a big shout out to all our First Nation radio stations across the country, a Deadly Network, Black Network, and teamwork makes the dream work, and we deliver the dream in regarding our yarns here on radio. So fantastic. All right, got the news coming here very soon, and got Mitch Tambo with You're the Voice. Love this track. It'll take us to the news. But look, stay black, stay deadly, stay strong, and more importantly, stay safe. We are still in the pandemic. Abide by the rules and listen to the rules and acting on those rules. That's the best medicine we got, you mob, until the vaccine comes out. All right, Too Deadly.
Yeah. production astronomical. Bra 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 bra.
These are the subs just for you, crew. Just you and your whole mob crew.
Yep.
Or left with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Get proper mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame.
Shame.
Get wrecked like you got no name.
Name.
Get busy with the why you came.
Yeah.
Get proper mad deadly.
Ooh.
It's a call for all up to the floor. Like you never done before. Free drinks on call. Let's drop the jaw. When you rock knocked up, your name was on the door. It's not BYO. In a TYO. Loose cannons wanna bring us a pull them up. I take it if you're gonna have a crack at your mass or max it. Vaunt it, grind it. Rigid missing statements, time to stake it, break it, take it, make it. Goodness sake, you can always fake it. And once you feel it, then you never gone back. On the door, small bit, I'm doing like that. Got the kids at home, wanna be like that. Gonna hate a dog saying, I'm better than that, but they're not. Is it a sub just for you? Just you and your whole mob crew.
Yep.
Or let with nothing to do.
Yeah.
Give up a mad deadly. Let it go like you got no shame.
Shame.
Get wrecked like you got no name.
Name.
Get busy with the why you came.
Yeah.
Give up a mad deadly.
Proper
mad.
Bra, 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 bra. Proper man deadly. Head honcho like Headley's. Got the music all dreadly. Keep it cool and rock steady. Rough and ready.
Yeah.
Trendy, trendy, I makes it look. Ain't nothing funny about the ways that it look. Many different ways that I cook. I'll never be amazed by the ways that I cook. Shook up, shake it around. Quit that faking.